Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Peace and Happiness by William Epps Jr. is based on what was, which is, and which is yet to come. The book of Genesis, Daniel, and Revelation open the mystery of peace and happiness. It also gives a full look on Behold, He Cometh. Author Dr. William Epps Jr., a licensed and ordained minister, believes in preaching and teaching God's Word to enhance Christian education and biblical knowledge about Jesus Christ. He's also the author of In Search Of, a book we've discussed here on This Week in America. And In Search Of, he makes a trip through the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, to convey what the Bible offers as a plan of salvation. Back with us on This Week in America, Dr. William Epps Jr., author of Peace and Happiness, Behold, He is Coming. Dr. Epps, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you back on the program.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure to be back with you, sir.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about the second book. Let's get into this here, the second book, Peace and Happiness. What was the thought process that went into writing book two, and how was it different than book one?
Well, book two, Peace and Happiness, I know we all looking for some peace and happiness of all the turmoil in the world today. And that was my objective, is to kind of put the people mind at ease, to let them know that in the future that will be peace and happiness.
Boy, and that's something we're all looking for. You pick up the newspaper, you watch a newscast, and you're thinking, wow, I need to escape from all of this. This book will give you answers and give you some assurance of where we are and what lies ahead. The book is Peace and Happiness. I'll give you all the information on our guest, Dr. William Epps Jr., back with us on the program. I mentioned the book In Search Of that we had the pleasure of discussing here on the program. What's the difference in context between the first book and then the second book, Peace and Happiness?
The first book is more like doing the foundation to let the people know that, hey, the Lord is still in charge. He is making a plan for everyone to lead up to that time of peace and happiness.
You know, I mentioned you help enhance Christian education, and you do that so well with both of your books. This one is Peace and Happiness. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to, of course, Amazon, all the other places, and Dr. Epps' website, wejbooks.com, and we'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you think your books will affect everyone who wholeheartedly reads them? If they really go in looking for answers, what impact will this book have on the reader?
Well, it's like a magnet. Well, matter of fact, if you're in search for something, you will put all your whole heart and everything into it. And I think that this book, what I've written In Search Of and Peace and Happiness, both is enlighten the heart to give you a short of what will come and what we be expecting at during the time of the end.
You do such a nice job in teaching, and you're an excellent author as well. Who is your influence in the books that you've published, and how has it maybe impacted your way of thinking and your writing?
Well, most everybody in my around my church age, and others that family, friends, all of them is very enthused over my endorsement, how I was taking the time to open the people's heart to let them know that there is help at the end of the tunnel.
And that's so reassuring to know. Peace and Happiness, the current book we're talking about, the original book, the first book, In Search Of, that we talked about on the program. And if you go to our archives at thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find the YouTube video where Dr. Epps talks about In Search Of, the audio available on all the 19 podcasting networks that we're on as well. Are your books comprehensive enough, even for those who just knew about Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir. I would say that it is, because if you really want to know more about it, there is something in there that will attract your attention. Even the younger ones who don't even really know the word that good, but there is something in there that will attract your attention, because the Holy Spirit is like a magnet. If you stay around it long enough, it's going to draw you to it.
Did that help get you through the writing process? Sometimes as a writer, you're sort of stymied. Where do I go? I'm going back. Did I make this clear enough? Did you feel the Holy Spirit as you were writing these books?
Yes, sir, I did. But the Spirit led me to write, because he said that people are perishing for the lack of knowledge. And that was my purpose, is to gain the people confidence, to give them enhance their knowledge, that they might know more about what thus saith the Lord.
And you've done that so well. The two books are out there. Excellent reviews for both. Sales have been excellent as well. Is it safe to assume that we'll see more books out there by Dr. William Epps Jr.? And if so, what context should we expect those? More books coming?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And many more coming. As long as the pen can write, I will move them.
And you can find all of that information, probably the best place to go to get information on Dr. Epps and all of the books and upcoming books, is wejbooks.com. That's for William Epps Jr., wejbooks.com. Also on Facebook, Books by Dr. William Epps Jr. You'll find a Facebook page, and you can like and follow. Get all the information there as well. When you're presenting these books, how do you entice people who don't even believe in Jesus Christ into exploring your books? And I know that's part of what you would like to do, is expose this to everybody. How do you go about doing that to people that maybe you're not that familiar?
Well, sometimes it can be, I wouldn't say that it could be a problem, but it is a challenge sometimes to get in to know a person that I would say that, look what it has done for me. Look what position it had led me to go. And matter of fact, I once was in that same position that you were in. And look what it's done for me. It lifted me up out of the muck, the mire, and led me on the road called straight. So it would do the same for you if you challenge it.
You know, that's interesting, your background. So what you went through, this transformation, was really life-changing, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was. It was very much so. And I did not have all the knowledge that I really wanted to have. I'm going to say the knowledge. I said the opportunity. Let's put it that way, the opportunity. But then I kept relying on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. And the Holy Spirit just carried me on to the uttermost parts.
How did you get from you understand the message now, it has changed your life going in a very positive way, you're able to understand things that were just questions before. How did you get from that point to thinking, okay, I'm going to take my story and use that as a foundation to write books that will help other people? How did it go from beneficial for you to you becoming a published author and extending all this information to other people? What was that journey like?
It was a challenge, but it was a beautiful journey, because the Holy Spirit was leading and guiding me, and I was answering to the Holy Spirit, and I didn't go contrary, and I asked the Spirit just to continue to enhance me, that I will have the people knowledge, and they would be able to understand why I'm writing this book.
With us on the program, Dr. William Epps Jr., that's EPPS, book available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, MainspringBooks.com, all the usual places. And you can order, get information on Dr. Epps at his website, wejbooks.com. Follow him on Facebook as well. We'll give you all that before we wrap up our conversation here today. Doctor, what message do you have for everyone out there who has read your book? It's one thing to read it, another to take the next step and to implement it. What message would you have for readers of your books?
I would say just keep reading the book. If anything that you don't understand about what you was reading in the book, you could contact me at my webpage, wejbooks.com. And also had my callback number, 407-494-7898. And I would like to, you know, for the people, if you don't have a quite understanding of what you're reading, I'd be more than willing to, you know, listen to what the people had to say.
Very accessible, and all that information on his website, wejbooks.com. Let me ask the other, what message would you have to everyone who hasn't read the book? Maybe somebody listening to this program, sort of on the fence, like, you know, maybe that would give me some answers in life, some guidance getting through life. What advice would you have to people who haven't picked up one of your books yet?
Well, I would say it's like a magnet. If you stay around that magnet long enough, something is going to draw you into it. If you are not really sure, the most positive thing is to do is to search for the instruction. And if you search for the instruction, it will come to you. The word ASK, ask, seek, and knock. And if we ask, it shall be given unto you. Search, and you shall find it. And knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
What is your mission in life? I mentioned a licensed ordained minister, of course, published author with the two books we're talking about. What is your mission in life, and how do the books relate to that? Is that part of overall your mission now in life?
Yes, it is. My mission in life to gather as many people as I can to get on board for the end coming, for the end time. It's not that the end time is not going to be that the world will be destroyed or anything. The end time, that man, government, all that will be destroyed, and that God is going to set up his kingdom on earth. And that's what I'm trying to get the people to reach out, at least know something about the end time.
And that's so important, because we hear so much. Much of it is conflicting, depending on who you're listening to. It's so important to get vital information, because that helps shape certainly our mentality as we go through life. The books are Peace and Happiness. We're talking about specifically Behold, He is Coming by Dr. William Epps Jr., our guest on the program. His first book we've discussed on the program, In Search Of. Books available wherever books are sold. His website, wejbooks.com. Talk a little bit about the research. Once you developed your concept for both of these books, what was the research like in putting the books together, getting them to the point where they'd be easy to read and beneficial for the reader as well? What was that like?
It was a beautiful journey. When I first started, I was trying to make sure that my computer were up to speed. But then after I maintained the computer and got Dragon together, and it was a beautiful charge for me, because I really enjoyed doing this, and this feeling the spirit just leading and guiding me to keep this charge going.
What was it like for you? Did this reaffirm your faith as you were doing the study, putting the words down on paper with the Holy Spirit there in guiding you? What did this do for your religion? What did this do for your belief?
It really enhanced it. It gave me a brighter outlook on what the Holy Spirit has still in store for me.
What do you think that is? You mentioned working on other books. Is there a third book that you can mention that may be coming out soon, hopefully?
Yes, it is. I'm working on, as we speak, I'm getting ready to put my third book together. My third book is going to be a life biography of my younger years, childhood, up until the present.
That's so fascinating, because it sounds like we all can relate to what you went through, and maybe periods of doubt or periods of looking for answers and then finding those answers and the life affirmation that comes with that. Who influenced you, not only as a writer, but maybe in your religion? As I mentioned, a licensed ordained minister. Who were some of the people that influenced you, that made you who you are today, made you the valuable teacher you are today?
A lot of the elders at the church, the elder ones who were way, way older than I am, and they were more like that father and mother image of me, and told me that I needed to continue on my journey to get as many people on board as I can, because time is drawing near.
What is it like when you get positive feedback? You know, you write the book. The fact that you're a public figure, you're seen by a lot of people on an ongoing basis. What's it like when people come up and say, really nice job, I learned from this? That has to be about the most satisfying words that you can hear, that like, mission accomplished, I actually am making a difference in lives.
Yes, it is. Yes, I mean, that is a beautiful feeling that other people can watch and see what you are doing, and they say, wow, this is beautiful. Hey, I'm really getting a lot of feed out of this. You know, ever since I've started writing these books, I have been getting some real, real good feelings. Some people are giving me good accolades. You know, hey, keep up the good works.
Talk about the other aspect, you're enhancing Christian education. I mentioned biblical knowledge about Jesus Christ. Sometimes people with the biblical knowledge, they get a little bit intimidated trying to read and interpret what it means. You've got a way of breaking it down and it being relatable. Talk about that, because it's not, the Bible's not something we should be intimidated by at all, is it?
That's right. We shouldn't be intimidated over the word at all, because if you search for the word and you ask the Holy Spirit to open your knowledge and your understanding, the Holy Spirit is that, that's his job, to open your knowledge and your understanding to make you a better person, because there is no room for let's put it as a to be ignorant to the word, you know, because he said, brother, I have you not to be ignorant. You know, we have, you know, that you can be learn more about what you know, what it is that you need to know. And if you do not apply yourself to this, then you are going to be still back at first base. You knock a home run and you still won't make it to first base.
Do you ever get to the point where you feel like, okay, I've researched it all, I'm fine? Or is life an ongoing education for you? From day to day, you learn different things, different aspects of life. Is it ongoing?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir. Because you'll never know it all. I wouldn't care if you live on this earth 1,000 years, you will never know it all. Because every day that you insert yourself into the word, you're going to find something new in that that you have not seen or heard before. And I see that all the time, and especially with myself. I've searched all my knowledge and researching, and I found new things every day.
Is that what makes life exciting? The fact that, okay, I've got my my degree, I finished my education, I'm done learning. That's really not the case, is it? It's an ongoing basis, and I get the impression from by the way, our video is up on YouTube and on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Watching the smile on your face, your passion and enthusiasm, life is great, isn't it? Because every day you learn something a little bit different. It comes into a little better focus.
Yes, it does. Yes, every day. I wake up every day. Matter of fact, let's change this. The Spirit allows me to wake up every day to behold, to see a brand new day. And I'm glad that my name was on the wake-up call this morning. I rose this morning, and I found that all is well. And he told me that, go ye therefore and have a great day, because I will be handling all your problems today.
Well, the piece that Dr. Epsa has found, he relays how you can share in that peace and happiness. Appropriately, the name of his newest book, Peace and Happiness, Behold, He is Coming, by Dr. William Epps Jr. That's E-P-P-S Jr. Book available at Amazon's mainspringbooks.com, all of the usual places, and I'll guide you to his website, wejbooks.com. That's for William Epps Jr.com, wejbooks.com. All the information there, when new ones come out, you'll have access to those, as well as the two books we talked about, and information on Dr. Epps as well on Facebook, Books by Dr. William Epps Jr. All this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Epps, it is always a pleasure to have you on the program. Look forward to doing it again. We'll stay in touch, and the new book comes out. We'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
All right, sir. All right. I really is a joy to be on the program with you.
It is always a pleasure, and we learn something every time. Author of Peace and Happiness, as well as his first book, In Search Of, all the books by Dr. William Epps Jr., books available at Amazon and his website, wejbooks.com, and, of course, all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.